Welcome back. Well, it seems that golfers aren't the only ones enjoying Florida's countless golf courses. Fishermen are as well. Now, it's sometimes not legal, and we're not recommending you try it unless it is. But if it is, you might find some of the best fishing in Florida in a golf course water hazard. Outside Magazine contributor Dave Jamieson visits his parents a few times a year in Fort Myers, and he takes his rod with him and then often visits a few golf courses when he's there. He joins us from the Monitor Studios in Washington, D.C. First of all, why is the fishing so good at golf courses?
Well, a number of reasons. The first being that the fish in golf course ponds are especially aggressive. Golf courses are primarily for golfing, not fishing. And so the fish don't get fished over very hard. So when they see an easy meal present itself, they really tend to pounce on it.
Yeah, well, and which makes them what, big fish?
Yeah, pretty big fish. They tend to max out at a certain size because there is a limited amount of food in these small ponds, but they do grow very large. I've hooked them up to 20 inches in there, and they're real fighters.
What kind of fish?
It's mostly largemouth bass, which is the freshwater game fish of Florida. But really, you can run into almost anything. These ponds are amazingly fertile, and really, you'll be surprised what you see. I've caught snook in them. People have caught tarpon up to 40, 50 pounds. And I've even caught a blue tilapia.
Well, wait a minute. Aren't those, isn't at least a tarpon a saltwater fish?
It is, and it's very interesting. There's a few theories on how these fish wind up in the ponds. The first is that birds may be transplanting them. Birds will fly with fish eggs on their feet and take them from pond to pond. Another theory is, and this is a very obvious one, is a lot of these ponds are actually interconnected and connected to other more natural bodies of water, including the Gulf of Mexico, canals, and lakes. The last theory, which I know to be true in some cases, I call it the enterprising angler theory, is that anglers actually transplant the fish and put them in the ponds themselves because they know they can grow and survive there.
Well, and we should say that when you do go fishing, is it catch and release?
It is. It is for me, and I would recommend it for everybody else because I don't think you'd want to eat any of these fish. There's lots of pesticides in these ponds since these are golf courses. And I think one fish out of these ponds would probably give you your mercury quota for a couple of years.
Well, so now tell us more about how this works, because you paint this picture of, you with your rod and reel sort of sneaking around. I mean, in some places this is illegal. Like we said, we're not recommending it. We are just exploring it in talking to you. But, I mean, how does it work? How do you just walk out to a pond on a course where these, golfers are and start letting it fly, so to speak?
Yeah. Well, I'm 32, so I'm running out of excuses for why I'm fishing where I'm not supposed to be. But on a lot of these courses, they tend to look the other way, especially if you're a guest or if you have a family member who's a member at the club. The main rule is to just stay out of people's way. If you annoy a golfer or distract one, they're going to blame their bad round on you, and you're going to spoil the fun for everybody because they're going to get a greenskeeper out there or a guard who's going to tell you to beat it. It's good to fish very early in the morning. You fish on the back nine because the golfers haven't gotten there yet. And late in the day, you fish the front nine because they've already passed through. So long as you don't make trouble for anybody, they'll usually look the other way. In a lot of cases, you're not supposed to be doing it.
That sounded so funny. Fish the back nine.
Exactly, yes.
Well, and I'm sure some of these are kind of high-end clubs. They, no offense. But, they may not want the likes of you without your, I don't know what, nicely dressed at a golf club. But you know what I'm saying. They may not want you wandering around there.
That's right. It's funny you should, refer to the clothing because I went into a tackle shop in Fort Myers and just kind of was chatting up the guy running the shop about fishing golf courses. And he looked me up and down. I was wearing a ratty T-shirt and some jeans, which is what I often wear when I fish. And he said, "You don't want to look like that." He said, "Go home and put a collared shirt on and some khakis because you really got to look the part here."
You got to pass. How big is this in Florida, Dave?
Well, it's hard to say. There is no, there are no official golf course fishing organizations, no chat rooms for this per se. But it is fairly widespread. It's kind of an open secret at this point. But this is something very serious anglers do sometimes. I've talked to very well-respected guides who do like to to get out on the golf course every once in a while. And if you go into a tackle shop and talk up whoever's behind the counter, there's a good chance that that person gets out there and fishes by hole number 8 every once in a while.
Well, you might be a hazard to the golfer, but what are the hazards to you?
Security guards, for one, who may not want you there, but more immediately, the alligators. Mm. Alligators are everywhere in Southwest Florida. They were protected for many years, fully protected, and so they really proliferated. I came across them, I would say, in almost half the ponds that I fished on golf courses. And in one case, one of them actually took the lure that I was fishing with.
Oh.
It was sort of 5 seconds of mutual panic when this thing came up and took it. But yeah, you're constantly coming across alligators, and you know, there's always a concern when you're walking so close to a hazard that
sure.
That you're going to surprise one of them.
It can take you. I mean, you know, that's not apocryphal. That has happened.
Yes, it
you
has.
Know, pull you in, so you don't want that. Well, and then, of course, you have to look out for golf balls. You don't want to get hit. You've worn shin guards to protect yourself from snakes. They have those lawn sprinklers, too, that go on automatically.
Yes, especially early in the morning if you're going to, as I said, fish that back nine. They're going to be popping on and off, so you want to look out for that.
But so why do you do it, though? I mean, if there's the threat of somebody chasing you away, if there's a threat of alligators, why is it so attractive?
I like to fish in unlikely places. If I was a wealthy person, I would probably pay a guide $500 to take me out into the Gulf. Sometimes you don't have the money or the time to do that, so I like to fish in surprising places, especially urban places. I've fished nameless ponds behind supermarkets and caught fish there that would really surprise you. And it's a lot of fun to fish in these offbeat ways. And in a lot of ways, you know, the way, especially Florida has been so developed and so many places of America have been so developed, I think fishing is going to change in the future and we're going to sort of adjust the way we see it. You know, we won't always be going to Yellowstone National Park or to Key West to fish, but you know, we may be fishing ponds behind supermarkets.
Give me another, just a couple other places that you've fished that, you know, nobody would think of.
A great place. I live and work in Washington, D.C., and the Georgetown Canal. It's great to fish there for carp for a couple weeks in the summertime when the berries are falling from the trees. And you'll surprise a lot of people fishing there because it's very narrow, it's small, and it looks pretty murky and dirty. And people are always shocked to see that you can pull fish out of there. One great thing to do, now that we have Google Earth, you can find all kinds of places to fish that you wouldn't have suspected, especially in a place like New Jersey. You can go onto Google Earth and find these little impoundments near corporate headquarters right off the highway, and you'll be shocked to find that there are often bass in these places.
Huh.
So you don't need to go, hiking into state forests to find fish.
Well, and we underscore, though, always obey no fishing signs, practice catch and release, and be prepared to run.
Absolutely.
Dave Jamieson, his article, Big Fish, Little Ponds, about the new golf course fishing craze in Florida, is in this month's Outside Magazine. Dave, thanks.
My pleasure, Robin.